Rich Miller. He is the fire marshal for the state of Michigan. We're going to talk about firework safety. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
The 4th of July obviously was yesterday. Tons of firework shows last night. Has your office received any reports of serious incidents or injuries in any parts of the state yet?
Not as of yet. We just started here this morning, so I'm sure there may be some calls coming in.
All right. Well, we hope it does stay that way and that any incidents or injuries are minimal. Injuries, that you know, they're a concern every year when it comes to fireworks for obvious reasons. How big of a concern is it this year when you take into account kind of a combination of the hot and dry weather that we've had and this new law that went into effect this year that expands the consumer use of fireworks?
Well, we always want to emphasize on and side on safety. We're always talking about, you know, being mindful of your neighbor, having proper safety precautions, having lots of water on hand. We always want to reiterate that.
Now, when it comes to weather, you know, if it's raining out, obviously people are not going to go out and shoot the fireworks. At least you hope that they wouldn't. But do people sometimes overlook the problems that heat and humidity can cause when it comes to fireworks use?
Well, I hope they wouldn't. I mean, we all have to be mindful of the weather conditions, the wind conditions, the dry grass. We just have to be mindful of that and take the proper objectives.
Well, let's talk about this new law that went into effect on the 1st of January. It's the Michigan Fireworks Safety Act. What can consumers use now that they couldn't use before in previous years?
Well, what they can use now are stuff that lift off the ground and explode, such as bottle rockets or firecrackers. Before it was just sparklers and poppers, but now we have another grade called consumer grade, and that includes the bottle rockets and the firecrackers.
And what fireworks are still prohibited for consumers?
Still not allowed what they used to call M80s or silver salutes. Those are the big explosion ones. Those are still illegal.
And under this law as well, retailers must now be certified by the state. What rules and regulations are these businesses facing exactly?
All our rules and all the certifications, all the processes can be found on our website at michigan.gov/BFS. And all the applicable laws and is on there, all the codes to follow, NFPA codes, everything can be found. There's just too much to list, and that would be the best start for anybody that wants to get involved.
Any problems, any pushback from retailers?
As far as
the rules go, have there been any objections to these rules and regulations under the new law?
People are pretty much happy with the law. There's probably some stuff that's debatable that they don't like, but it is the law, and we have to abide by that.
And what are some of the key safety tips that you feel should be addressed to the public? You mentioned earlier having a lot of water on hand.
Correct. The safety tips for personal ignition would be to wear safety glasses, have gloves on. We would hope people would be using like long wooden stick matches to light them so they're away from them, have charged hose lines from the garden hose, buckets of water to dump the sparklers in when they're completed. Those are all the safety precautions. And a lot of that stuff of safety precautions and examples of fireworks that are legal and illegal, again, can be found on the website.
And what is that website if people want more information on, you know, the safety tips, what they can and can't use, you know, and just information about the new state law that's in effect? What is the website? Where can they go?
The website is michigan.gov/BFS. Stands for Bureau of Fire Service.
All right, sounds good. Rich Miller, the fire marshal for the state of Michigan. Rich, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you.